اهلا وسهلا مرحبا.
مركز صحابه اون لاين راديو
امباورينج ذا يومه.
ويلكم يا مصطفى.
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اس لیے خورشید اسم اب تیرا
کیوں مفسر تجھے بناتا پھر نہ کرتا پسند رب تیرا تو ہے فخر عجم بہر صورت مانے لوہا نہ کیوں عرب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اس لیے خورشید اسم اب تیرا
علم فقہ ہو معاشیات کے ساتھ قابل رشک ہے ادب تیرا کر دیا سود کا زیاں ظاہر گویا دشمن ہے جا بلب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے ادب تیرا شیخ الاسلام ہے لقب تیرا ساری دنیا میں جگمگاتا ہے اس لیے خورشید اسم اب تیرا
لاکھ مہلک ہے قوم کے امراض باعث زیست ہے مطب تیرا دل لبھاتی ہے سادگی تیری رنگ فطرت سے پر ہے ڈھب تیرا
سارا عالم تیرے
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum and welcome to another edition of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman Isuf, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12.45 and 12.50. Today being the 13th of Rabi'ul Awal 1446, corresponding to the 17th of September 2024. Your messages that you can send in, if you want to send in your recipes or if you want your recipes to be sent out or read out, you can send a message on 084-786-3132 and international and overseas listeners plus 27-84-786-3132. Those are the numbers that you can send in if you would like any requests, any recipes to be read out, or if you have any criticism or any suggestions for the show, then inshallah you may send it to those numbers. Okay, inshallah, our first recipe that we're going to start with, right, is for masala cauliflower. Masala cauliflower, and this is by was sent in by Sister Taskeen Jamal. So jazakallah khairan to Sister Taskeen for sending in this recipes. So your ingredients that you're going to need half a head of cauliflower chopped. Half a head of cauliflower chopped. One sliced onion, one sliced onion, one cubed tomato, one cubed tomato, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, 1 tablespoon of tomato puree, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 green chili, 1 green chili, then you're going to need 1 teaspoon of red masala, 1 teaspoon of red masala, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. Then you're going to need a salt to taste. You're going to need salt to taste. Then you're going to need 2 teaspoons of plain yogurt. 2 teaspoons of plain yogurt. 1 handful of frozen peas. 1 handful of frozen peas. Then you're going to need 2 tablespoons of fresh cream. 2 tablespoons of fresh cream. Then you're going to need 2 to 3 tablespoons of oil. 2 to 3 tablespoons of oil. And then you're going to need dhania, green dhania or coriander for garnish. So you're going to have 1/2 head of cauliflower chopped, 1 sliced onion, 1 cubed tomato, 1 tablespoon tomato puree, 1 tablespoon tomato puree, 1/2 teaspoon of garlic, 1/2 teaspoon of ginger, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder, 1 teaspoon of dhania powder, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1/2 teaspoon of jeera powder, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1/2 teaspoon of black pepper, 1 green chili, 1 teaspoon of red masala, 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric, salt to taste, 2 tablespoons of plain yogurt, 1 handful of frozen peas, 2 tablespoons of fresh cream, 2 to 3 tablespoons of oil, and green dhania for garnish. That is the recipes, right? The ingredients. Then your method, you're going to soak the cauliflower in boiling water. Soak cauliflower in boiling water. Then you're going to drain and rinse with cold water. Then you're going to rinse and you're going to drain with cold water. Then you're going to fry the onions in the oil until golden in color. Fry the onions in oil until golden in color. Then you're going to add the cauliflower, the tomatoes, and all the spices. Then you're going to add the cauliflower, the tomatoes, and all the spices. Mix the cauliflower and the spices well. Mix the cauliflower and the spices well. Then you're going to cook for 5 minutes. Cook for 5 minutes and then add the yogurt and the peas. Cook for 5 minutes and then add the yogurt and the peas. Then you're going to cook until the oil comes to the top. Cook until the oil comes to the top. And then the cauliflower is nicely fried. Then the cauliflower is nicely fried. Then you're going to add the fresh cream and the garnish. Then add the fresh cream and the garnish with dhania. So that is the recipe for a masala cauliflower. How many of my beloved listeners has had a cauliflower recipe or cauliflower meal? You can message on 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Then our next recipe that comes in is for a Shahi mutton korma. Shahi mutton korma. This is a recipe for a Shahi mutton korma, and this is was sent in by Mrs. Ali. We say Jazakallah khairan to Mrs. Ali for sending in these recipes. So what you're going to need, 1 kilo of mutton cleaned. 1 kilo of mutton cleaned. 3 tablespoons of Shan korma masala. 3 tablespoons of Shan korma masala. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1 cup of solid ghee. 1 cup of solid ghee. Then you're going to need 3 medium onions sliced. 3 medium onions sliced. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced garlic. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced garlic. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced ginger, or a little more if you desire. Then you're going to need 3 green chilies, 3 sliced green chilies. We're going to need 3 sliced green chilies. Then you're going to need 1 tin of coconut cream. 1 tin of coconut cream. 1 to 2 cups of water. 1 to 2 cups of water. A splash of white vinegar. A splash of white vinegar. 1/2 teaspoon of salt or to taste. 1/2 teaspoon of salt or to taste. then you will need one fistful cleaned chopped dhania. One fistful cleaned chopped dhania and lemon wedges. I'm just going to go through that ingredients again. 1 kilo of cleaned mutton. 3 tablespoons of Shan Komas masala. 3 tablespoons of Shan Koma masala. 1/2 teaspoon of salt. 1 cup of solid ghee. 3 medium onions. 3 medium onions sliced. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced garlic. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced garlic. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced ginger. 1 tablespoon of freshly minced ginger. 3 green chilies sliced. 3 green chilies sliced. 1 tin of coconut cream. 1 tin of coconut cream. 1 to 2 cups of water, a splash of white vinegar, a splash of white vinegar, 1/2 teaspoon of salt or to taste, 1 fistful cleaned chopped dhania, 1 fistful cleaned chopped dhania, and then lemon wedges. So your method, what you're going to use, you're going to marinate the meat in the masala. Marinate the meat in the masala and salt for a few hours. You're going to marinate the meat in the masala and salt for a few hours. Heat up the ghee in a large pot on medium. Heat up the ghee in a large pot on a medium. Fry the onions until almost golden. Fry the onions until almost golden. Now you're going to add the ginger, garlic, and chilies. Add the ginger, garlic, and the chilies. Take the onions to a lovely golden brown. Take the onions to a lovely golden brown. Then remove them from the pot. Then remove them from the pot using a slotted spoon into a blender jug. Then remove them from the pot using a slotted spoon into a blender jug. Then you're going to add the coconut cream. Add the coconut cream, water, vinegar, and salt, and liquidize. Then you're going to increase the heat to a high, and then you're going to add your mutton. You're going to increase the heat to high, and then add your mutton. You're going to cook until the color of the meat changes. Cook the meat until the color changes. You can now add 1 cup of water to deglaze. Add 1 cup of water to deglaze. Lower the heat and add in the liquidized mixture. Lower the heat and add in the liquidized mixture. Then you're going to allow to simmer on the lowest possible heat. allow to simmer on the lowest possible heat until well blended. Until well blended and the meat is tender. This will take a few hours. Then you taste and adjust the salt if necessary. Taste and adjust the salt if necessary. Then you're going to garnish with the fresh dhania. Garnish with the fresh dhania. And plate with lemon wedges. And then plate with lemon wedges. Then you serve it with garlic pita. The pita bread. Serve it with garlic pita. So those are the two recipes. The first one was the masala cauliflower recipe that was sent in by Sister Taskeen Jamal Kareem. And the second recipe that was sent in by Mrs. Ali, and that was for the Shahi Mutton Korma. Shahi Mutton Korma. That was sent in by Mrs. Ali. That was for the Shahi Mutton Korma. You have a suggestion here. Okay, to the listener who sent in that message on the Marcus Sahaba WhatsApp, Jazakallah Khairan, I will definitely look into this. And I would most probably follow it through, inshallah. Jazakallah Khairan once again for this. This is why it's an interactive show. So you can send in your messages and you can tell me, okay, Brother Suleiman, you know what? Maybe you should do something like this here. Maybe you should do something like that there. Then inshallah, we can work together. And we can, you know, cook up a storm. Inshallah. Ameen. May Allah make it easy for each and every one of us. Ameen. So inshallah, if you have any messages or if you have any recipes that you would like to share, you can send it through on 084-786-3132. International and overseas listeners, +27 84-786-3132. Mulana Zaid isn't in here to step out urgently, so we're going to try and get another recipe. So what we're going to do, we're going to listen to that Nasheed again. And when we come back, inshallah, we will do another recipe.
Madina, 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 hame jaano dil se hai pyara Madina,
pyara Madina,
Madine ko jaao dobara na aao, Madina jahan hai wahi ghar banao, Madine ko jaao دل کی ہے دیکھوں میں تیبہ کہ جنت کا ٹکڑا ہے دنیا میں تیبہ تڑپ میرے دل کی ہے دیکھوں میں تیبہ کہ جنت کا ٹکڑا ہے دنیا میں تیبہ مدینے کی چوکھٹ کو میں چوم آؤں مدینہ جہاں ہے وہی گھر بنا مدینے کو جاؤں دوبارہ نہ آؤں مدینہ جہاں ہے وہی گھر بنا مدینہ 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 مدینہ
وہ روزے کی جالی وہ روزے کا منظر خدا کی قسم ہے وہ جنت کا منظر وہ روزے کی جالی وہ روزے کا منظر خدا کی قسم ہے وہ جنت کا منظر مکینے مدینہ پہ سب کچھ لٹاؤں
مدینہ جہاں ہے
بنا مدینے کو جاؤں دوبارہ نہ آؤں مدینہ جہاں ہے وہی گھر بنا
مدینہ 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 ہمیں جانو دل سے ہے پیارا مدینہ نبی کے طریقے ہیں جنت کے رستے چلے گا جو ان پہ صدا ہستے ہستے نبی کے طریقے.
Okay, so we got another recipe that came in. And this is for the listener that sent a suggestion, right? So this recipe is called, is the famous creamy chicken Alfredo pasta. I know a lot of us heard of the famous creamy chicken Alfredo pasta, and we say Jazakallah Khairan to Sister Ruhana Ibrahim for sending in this recipe. So to start off, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, you're going to need 500 gram of chicken fillet cubed. 500 gram chicken fillet cubed. 500 gram chicken fillet cubed. 1 tablespoon of ground garlic paste. The 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of Dana Jiru powder. 1 teaspoon of Dana Jiru powder. Then 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies. 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 2 tablespoons of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 punnet of button mushroom sliced. 1 punnet of button mushroom sliced. 250 gram of tagliatelle pasta. 250 gram of tagliatelle pasta. 250 ml long life fresh cream. 250 ml of long life fresh cream. 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese. 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese. And dried oregano. We're going to need dried oregano. So inshallah, we're going to give out that the ingredients again. 500 gram of chicken fillet cubed. 1 tablespoon of ground garlic paste. 1 teaspoon of salt. 1 teaspoon of lemon pepper. 1 teaspoon of Dana Jiru powder. 1 teaspoon of ground green chilies. 2 teaspoons of lemon juice. 1 tablespoon of butter. 1 punnet of a button mushroom sliced. 1 punnet of button mushroom sliced. 250 gram of a pasta. 250 ml of long life fresh cream. 1 cup of grated mozzarella cheese and dried oregano. So the method, you're going to cook the chicken in the garlic. Cook your chicken in the garlic. Cook the chicken in the garlic, the spices and the chilies, and half of the lemon juice. In the garlic, spices, chilies, and half of the lemon juice. Until done, and leave aside. Until done, and leave aside. Then you're going to boil your pasta with a quarter teaspoon of salt. Boil your pasta with a quarter teaspoon of salt. 1 tablespoon of oil. And 1 tablespoon of oil. Till al dente. 1 tablespoon of oil till al dente. Then you're going to drain and you're going to leave aside. You're going to drain and you're going to leave it aside. Then in a pan, you're going to melt the butter. In a pan, you're going to melt the butter. Then you're going to add the mushrooms. And then in the remainder of the lemon juice. Remainder of the lemon juice. Then you're going to add in the fresh cream. You're going to add in the fresh cream and the chicken. Add in the fresh cream and the chicken. And bring to a boil until it thickened. Bring to a boil until it thickened. Then you're going to add the pasta to the sauce and you're going to coat it well. Add the pasta to the sauce and you're going to coat it well. Then you can add the cheese. You may add the cheese and oregano. You may add the cheese and oregano and mix in the pasta. You may add the cheese and oregano and mix in the pasta. Or spoon the pasta into a casserole. Or spoon the pasta into a casserole dish. Then sprinkle the cheese and oregano. And then reheat in an oven when needed. You may add the cheese and oregano and mix in the pasta and spoon the pasta into a casserole dish. And the oregano and then reheat in oven when needed. So that was for the creamy chicken Alfredo pasta. So inshallah, it's gone now 14 minutes to 1 Central African time. We say jazakallah khairan to all the listeners that sent in your recipes. And inshallah, the podcast will be made. From the team of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, and the team of the Midday Show with myself, Brother Suleiman, every Monday to Thursday between 12 and 12:45, 12:50. Bi amanillah. Salamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.